You're listening to the Moon Griffon Show podcast on KPEL965.com.
Person. News Talk 96.5 KPEL, Brobridge, Lafayette, broadcasting from the Matthew James Tax Pro Studios. Find them online at MatthewJamesTaxPros.com.
The House is about to hold a hearing into the Trump assassination attempt. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, but this time Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle will not be there.
She needs to leave immediately. Should have happened yesterday, needs to happen today.
Republican Congressman Byron Donalds tells Fox Democrats agree, saying Cheadle did not give many answers about security lapses during yesterday's hearing. This as House leaders set up a bipartisan task force to investigate the Trump assassination attempt that was 10 days ago. The former president tells Fox,
who would have thought this was going to be happening? But it happened, and I got very lucky. Or God. I think it was God, actually.
The former President Trump's calling his new Democratic opponent, Vice President Harris, dumb as a rock. She'll rally today in Milwaukee after becoming the presumptive nominee just a day after President Biden dropped out of the race.
After securing the backing of the 1,976 pledged delegates needed to win the party nomination, it was Texas and the vice president's home state of California that helped get Harris the support she needed. Vice President Harris, in a statement, says she looks forward to formally accepting the nomination soon.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz, President Biden called into a meeting Harris had at what was Biden campaign headquarters in Delaware.
I know it's hard because you poured your heart and soul into me to help us win this thing. Help me get this nomination.
Now, he returns to the White House today after being isolated, recovering from COVID. Thursday, he'll meet with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who will address Congress tomorrow. A large fence being put up around the Capitol.
Protesters could be seen near Netanyahu's hotel in D.C. yesterday. Capitol Police say they anticipate more demonstrations and as a result have increased security. There's a growing number of House Democrats as well who are planning to boycott Netanyahu's address. As Congresswoman Pramila Jayapal tells Axios, the boycott, quote, will be large and that there are a lot of people upset by Netanyahu's visit.
That's Fox's Todd Pyro. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, guys, Donald Trump Jr. here. Let me ask you this. Does inflation feel worse than what we're being told in the news? That's because the official inflation rate doesn't tell the whole story. Since January 2021, the cost of living has increased by 17.9%. You can't get that money back, but what you can do is stop your losses today. How? By diversifying your savings into a gold IRA from my friends at Birch Gold Group. When you're done, your money will be parked in a tangible asset with a proven history. To see how it works, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word PROTECT to 989898. I trust Birch Gold. They provide an easy process to roll over your 401k or IRA into gold without losing your tax-advantaged status. So text PROTECT to 989898. That's PROTECT to the number 989898 to get your free info kit on gold IRAs.
Cities around Lafayette Parish are growing and fast. What are the mayors doing to keep up, and how does that affect you? We find out every Wednesday morning at 7 when we talk to the leaders of each city about what they're doing and what they plan to do as more residents and businesses move in. Tune in for Mayor's Minutes, Wednesday morning at 7 on News Talk 96.5 KPEL, on air and on the KPEL app.
Family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Hey, Acadiana, join the Moon Griffon Show live at the Covery Wellness Spa, broadcasting this Thursday, July 25th from 9 to 11 a.m. The Covery Wellness Spa on Collie Saloon Road, next to the Chimes.
This hour of the Moon Griffon Show is brought to you by 1% Lists Acadiana. Call Shannon LeBlanc today at 337-522-0682. Save on fees, not on service.
The views expressed in the following show are those of the hosts or hosts only. They do not represent News Talk 96.5 KPEL or Town Square Media.
welcome, Moon Griffon Show. Great to be back with you. Terrific Tuesday is on the way. Hope you have an awesome day. 844-766-6607 is a Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. If you'd like to be part of the program, it's always an opportunity for you to be on. Also, you can email me, moon at moongriffon.com. So everybody believes Kamala Harris is going to be in. I'm not there yet. I still think they'll make a president before then. I just can't believe they're going to put an airhead up. And this woman's an airhead with a record from hell. She's not qualified to be president of the United States. Just telling you. She got worse approval numbers than Joe Biden. Joe Biden won last time because they kept him in the basement. It just goes to show, when I tell y'all about how evil and corrupt the Democrat Party is, you almost got to be stupid. Don't take it personal, folks, if you're not stupid. You almost got to be stupid to believe in the party at all if you can't see how evil and nasty it is. They had to get Joe Biden out. And it was an ugly process. Nobody wants to admit what was happening behind the scenes. It was a very ugly process. And by the way, I noticed they had a representative on Newsmax that said Dems pushed for early debate to oust Biden. Why'd y'all hear that first? Right here on this program. I said it when Trump was going to debate. I think it's a mistake to debate early. I said, I think it's a big mistake. You should have waited in September. Because once the Democrats are so evil, they had to get Joe Biden out there to show y'all that he wasn't together. He wasn't together when he ran last time. He wasn't together. Oh, I know what you're going to say. Well, you know, over years, I get it. It's worse now probably than it was. But it was bad then. He wouldn't qualify to be president. So everybody's convinced Kamala Harris is going to be the person. And like I said, if she is, I'd be shocked if Biden don't step down, let him become the president now. And maybe there's a reason they won't do that, but I think it's better to run against Kamala Harris. The problem is this is not the only thing that's going to fall, because in the Democrats, in the Hollywood way of thinking, they got a lot of work to do to try to get to mail-in ballots. If y'all think this election is just going to be an up-and-up election, it's not. It's not going to be just an up-up election, everything honest, everything up front. We got a lot to go through between now and election day. But it sounds like you want that. I don't want none of that to happen. Kamala Harris is not qualified to be the president of the United States. She's an airhead. We're going to go from nothing in the head to an airhead. Doesn't make any sense to me. But this is what the Democrats did. What they did to Joe Biden, to put him as president and to take it away. It's just how crude these people are. You know, I was reading stories. Nancy Pelosi said, you know, basically, they're now reporting that Pelosi said, you can quit or we're going to do it the hard way. They can do it the easy way or make it hard. You know, they got the conviction of Hunter Biden sitting out there. One of the last things Joe can do, depending on how long he stays for president, is to pardon his son. Of course, if you put somebody like Kamala Harris as president, she can pardon him as well. It doesn't bother me to run against her at all. At all. The problem is, what else is going to take place to get to those damn mail-in ballots, which is the worst thing that's ever been invented. And I'm talking about mail-in ballots by the masses, which is how they won last time. They cheated, but you couldn't prove they cheated because Republicans didn't have the spine to stop it. Mail-in ballots, because you had to stay 6 feet back, which was unscientific. Wear a mask, which was unscientific. Nothing science. No science in any of that stuff. I just think it's amazing, though. Let me ask y'all a question. If I took a poll from everybody, because I'm reading these headlines, I looked at the Devil's Advocate, did a staff editorial. Standing down, President Joe Biden made the right decision for the country. And my thought was, how many people believe that Biden is not running because it's best for the country? Or Biden's not running because it's best for the Democrat Party? Which one do you think that is? Walker, you think Biden's not running because it's best for the party or for the country? Best for the Democrat Party or for the country? Yeah, definitely. Walker's 22 years old. He's been watching this stuff for the last 4 or 5 years. I may be a little long on that, but Joe Biden, you know, this is what the media does. Oh, Joe Biden did this best thing for the country. There will never be a bigger puppet at all than Kamala Harris. Easiest one to manipulate, more than Joe. Joe had his hard-headedness about it. I'm just telling you, the most easy manipulated president we'll ever have would be Kamala Harris if she wins. I'm still not sure. I'm sticking that if they go to a convention and this thing is not over, that they move her too, because her numbers, for lack of a better word, they're horrible. They're horrible. You're not dealing with a fine-tuned person here. And it shows how nasty the Democrats can get with their people. You get in line, and that's what Pelosi, that's what they're reporting. Pelosi basically said, Joe, get in line, or we're going to do it the hard way. This is what, you know what, if you go back and look at communism, that's what they did. You got people at the top. They tell you what to do, how to think, and you better not get in line or they're going to get you out the hard way. That's exactly what communists do. You see, Democrat voters don't really have a say in anything. They're told what to think. And the gullible will go away. Well, that's the way we're supposed to think, and that's what they do. You tell me that if I go around and look at all the Democrat cities that they helped develop, I'm going to be impressed with the prosperity that they've laid on the people that vote for them? Joe Biden didn't step down, and somebody needs to go tell the Devil's Advocate staff editorial. Joe Biden did not step down for the best of the country. That's a stupid narrative. Nobody with a half a brain understands that he's stepping down to save the Democrats, because I told you before what evil people do. Under no circumstances are the powers to be in this country and outside the country will allow Donald Trump to be president. Under no circumstances. There's nothing they won't try and do. Nothing. And when I say nothing, nothing. And that's where we are today in our country. It's scary. If you think about it, it's kind of scary. You can email me, moon@moongraffon.com, or call and tell me, do you think Joe Biden is not running because it's best for the country? Really? Then why did Nancy Pelosi and Obama and the rest of them go behind the scenes and say, you out? You better leave. We're going to embarrass you most. And it's all set up as told by this. That was the only one that I know of that said, don't debate him. Don't debate him in June. That's the only one I know in the whole country. Don't debate him. This is a setup. I didn't want him to debate him in June. They had to get him on the stage. They did get him on the stage. And they got him off the stage, too, by getting him on the stage. Now we got representatives saying, you know what? I'm starting to think that when they put Joe Biden out there, well, let me ask y'all a question, folks. When did all the craziness start? It started after Joe Biden debated Donald Trump. Everybody, see, we can sit here and talk about the president. Most people don't get a chance to get around a president of the United States. I've actually shook hands with two only because of what I do for a living, nothing to do with me. But I'm just telling you right now, most people never get to talk to a president of the United States. Most people voting for Joe Biden don't have a clue. Most people are going to vote for Kamala Harris don't have a clue. Republicans, too. Nobody meets the president of the United States and gets to sit down and talk with him. I've never done that. But Joe Biden's decision, according to the Advocate, is it's just a good guy and made the right decision for the country. His decision was not made for the country. Trust me, the person that comes behind him for the Democrat Party will be just as tied up to the world leaders and the evil world leaders that hate this country as Joe Biden was. There's not many of us that think Joe Biden is a good guy and a good man and served this country well. Advocate writes an article, is a good man who has served the country well for 5 decades. Really, what did he do that wasn't for himself? This is the kind of trash you get from trashy newspapers and people in the media. They said he will go down in history as a consequential president who accomplished much. And I got to take a break. But somebody tell me what Joe Biden accomplished. Please, as the president of the United States. Is it the high inflation? Is it people coming across the border? Is it the fentanyl deaths? Is it the rapes of 12-year-olds and 10-year-olds and women getting raped and people getting killed? What did he accomplish? With economies booming? Can you buy a car now? Tell me, somebody tell me. I'd love to hear from somebody who thinks Biden accomplished something. Take a break. You're listening to the Moon Griffon Show. With 5 locations, I always make it a point to visit Superior Grill. I love the food there. It's authentic Mexican food with a Louisiana twist. That menu has all your favorites. Nachos, quesadillas, enchiladas, tacos, fajitas, hand-cut steaks, and the best margaritas in the state. You go to Superior for lunch or dinner, and folks, you're going to thank me for it. My lovely bride and I eat at Superior Grill every chance we get. They're on Line Avenue in Shreveport, Government Street, and Holland Road in Baton Rouge, and they're on St. Charles Avenue in New Orleans. But look, their new location in Lafayette is now open. Lafayette, you've been clamoring for it, and now they are open on Collie Saloon. I want to see Superior Grill packed with folks from Acadiana. The best Mexican food with a Louisiana twist is found at Superior Grill. Shreveport, Baton Rouge, and New Orleans, and now Acadiana on Collie Saloon in Lafayette. This is Moon Griffon. I will see you at Superior Grill.
Louisiana is unique. The food, the festivals, even the bugs. It's termite season. Did you know termites are responsible for over $1 billion worth of damage in Louisiana alone? For over 60 years, J&J Exterminating has been shielding homes and businesses. 100% guaranteed against termites, pests, and mosquitoes. Louisiana-owned, customer-focused. J&J Exterminating.
Call them today, make the pests go away. J&J Exterminating.
Get the shield.
Yeah.
Folks, we'd love to thank y'all for supporting Raging Cajuns, the original Cajun seasoning and Raging Cajuns delicious line of seasoning, rubs, root, gumbos, black eyed peas. You get it. We do it all. Raging Cajuns products are all made right here in Lafayette. And now, thanks to our listeners, Raging Cajuns is one of the fastest growing brands in the grocery stores. This food is great, folks. I love it, and you will too. Raging Cajun, the original Cajun seasoning. Ask for them by the Raging Cajun name. Raging Cajun seasoning. You're going to love it.
LA 22. Delivery.
Hey, hello. Welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. Great to have you with us. Matthew James. Tax Reduction Hotline, if you'd like to be part of the program. Your opportunity to be a voice. All righty, so the devil's advocate and all these people, a few days ago it was how bad, not the devil's advocate, the media and the Democrats, how great Biden was. Oh, Biden's okay, he's great. Kamala Harris defended a man she knew damn good and well. Couldn't make it. I mean, just the lies out of Kamala is already phenomenal. So what did they accomplish? The devil's advocate. And while we have not agreed on every one of his policies in office, we think he'll go down in history as a consequential president who accomplished much. From vastly expanding investment in infrastructure, totally all printed money, all to do with the Green New Sham, That money wasn't created by a great economy. It came out of thin air. It's causing inflation to skyrocket. The same people that are writing this are bickering about our food prices and how much it costs to get a vehicle now. To lower the cost of prescription drugs for seniors. Really? How did he do that? To strengthen our country's vital international alliances. Do y'all think we are stronger now as a country under Joe Biden? Because we got some foreign dictating countries like China. China was mad when Trump was in office. They are tickled to death with Biden in office. That is a communist country who wants to dominate us and everything and crush us. Safeguarding democratic institutions. Like what? All against the backdrop of intense domestic division. What about the debt? What about the inflation? What about what he did in Afghanistan? What about the 100,000 plus dying with fentanyl, with illegals coming across this country? And across our border. What about wiping out our border? Folks, tell me what Joe Biden did, because if you could tell me what Joe Biden did in his whole 50 years, except enriched him and his family, I'd like to know. That's devil's advocate. Since his unnerving performance in the first presidential debate last month, we have joined many Americans worrying that Biden would have a difficult making a vigorous case for re-election, and if successful, carrying out extraordinary demanding job for 4 more years. He didn't have it for the first 4. But here's the thing that's starting to make me mad. You folks, I might have some people get mad at me about this. You know, I had a dad that got dementia. I watched for 5 or 6 years. My mom struggled, and all of us struggled with it. Been there, done it. No friends of mine been there, done it. But these people on these political prostitutes in the media, like the devil's advocate, to bring up the point, we cannot overlook the human element here. Conversation over when it's time to step aside to give up the car keys, so to speak. We're talking about the president of the United States. We're not talking about Joe the daddy, Joe the husband. It's not what we're talking about here. I ain't talking about practice. I ain't talking about practice. Quit making a comparison. There's not a comparison. We were lied to by the Democrat Party and the media with Joe Biden 4 years ago, and they were lying about him the whole 4 years he was in office. And Kamala Harris was a big part of the lie. Quit making a comparison. Because there's not a comparison. Why, if it's a comparison, then why in the hell did Pelosi and Obama and the rest of them threaten him? You don't go threaten your daddy. They threaten him. You get out of office, we're going to embarrass the hell out of you. That's why the media started slowly turning on him. They were part of it. The green scam, the push to let little boys and girls get operations at 10 years old. I'm sorry, folks. I don't want to hear. Because I had several, you know, I kind of feel sorry. I don't feel sorry for Joe Biden, the president, the politician. I don't. I'm not going to. I don't have any sympathy because the Democrat Party don't have any sympathy on this country. They're taking it down to his knees, talking about democracy and freedom and you being the best and building up the economy for everybody. All that's a lie. It's been a lie. If you don't believe me, go look in the inner cities. The promise to blacks in inner cities and people, how great it's going to be. Has it gotten better under Biden? Did it get better under Barack Obama? No. You know the only hope some are waiting for are reparations. That's it. Joe Biden's been a puppet for Biden and the rest of them. And so with Kamala Harris, she's an airhead. When somebody starts talking about old Joe the daddy and old Joe the husband, don't buy into that, folks. He was used by the filthy, nasty, hateful Democrat Party national big players who remind me of communists. They just do. And I think a lot of their attributes are contributed to communism. We'll be right back. When you think about how you'll spend your money in retirement, what comes to mind? Probably travel, sunny beaches, and spoiling your grandchildren. But a recent survey found that over 30% of every dollar a retiree spends goes to taxes. Baby boomers were told for years to save money in their IRAs and 401ks and pay taxes later. Well, now that day has arrived, and boomers are shocked to see a third of their money going back to Uncle Sam. John Blanchard and the Matthew James Financial Group can help. What if you could protect all or most of your retirement wealth from future tax rate increases? Achieve a zero or near zero effective tax rate for most of your retirement years. Find out more. 337-366-8366. Isn't it time you got a second opinion on your wealth and retirement outlook? Learn how you could potentially kick the IRS out of your IRA. 337-366-8366 and online at MatthewJames.com. With the summer heat here, let's talk about your AC. You're looking for a reliable, locally owned company that you can trust? Call DAP Concepts AC and Heating. They have been serving all of Acadiana, the surrounding area, and the Gulf of Mexico for over 6 years. For your home or business, DAP Concepts AC and Heating has you covered with certified technicians specializing in everything from residential to large commercial HVAC systems available 24/7. These guys are focused on providing professional quality work and ensuring customer satisfaction every step of the way. You want the professionals? You want the best? This is them. Don't miss this summer special. 0% financing or up to $3,000 off qualifying high efficiency equipment. Not only that, they will throw in a free 12-year part and labor warranty. That's right, 12 years part and labor. Wow. Don't you want to know more about them? Call them at 337-408-8202. That's 337-408-8202. Or go to the website adap-ac.com. That's adap-ac.com.
Do you crave...
This hour of the Moon Graffon Show is brought to you by 1% Lists Acadiana. Call Shannon LeBlanc today at 337-522-0682. Save on fees, not on service.
By the way, breaking news, Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle resigns. I know the Speaker of the House just called for her to resign. She's out, but she was going to be out. She had no choice. When Ronald Reagan got shot, man, a lot of people got fired. She finally resigned. And anyway, she's out. She should be out. She headed up. By the way, I did not get to watch. I went back and watched some of it. Man, it was brutal for her yesterday. And it was just brutal. But my question is, are they going to protect Trump? That's the question. Not worried about him protecting the Democrat. I mean, they're going to do that. Are they going to protect Donald Trump? That's the question. Vance, like I said, they'll definitely protect. By the way, because nobody knows where Joe Biden is, but Harris to skip not Netanyahu's address to Congress, top Dem Senator boycotts altogether. So there we go. We got another one that's anti-Israel. Kamala Harris is going to be told what to do if she gets the nomination. I'm not sure if she gets it still. Stick to my guns till we see what happens. You're dealing very nasty, nasty, evil people. But for you people that have been waiting to see if Cheeto's out, or somebody called it Cheetos, she is officially out. She has resigned. I'm sure she's been working with government most all her life. I'm sure she was threatened that you'll lose all your benefits. You got to get out the way. But it was brutal for her yesterday. The stuff I saw was brutal. That lady, I never seen anybody in that position to act like they didn't know nothing that went on and you're the head of it. They're like running my radio program. I didn't know everybody was doing that. You either know what you're doing or you know what's going on or you don't need to be in a position. Everybody knows that Donald Trump, in all fairness, should be dead. Once again, grace of God. I mean, that dude had a clean shot. Something should have been done. It was never done. So, by the way, the report's coming out of Politico that Nancy made it clear. You want the easy way or the hard way after 3 weeks? They said we're going to do it the hard way. And the hard way with the evil group could be really hard. Just putting him on that stage was the first key thing that they did. And I don't think we should have ever debated the guy. Should have waited till the debate in September. By the way, Harris has lower favorability rating than Biden. It's in the John Bel Edwards rating. Yeah, Harris has a favorability rating of 38 about John Bel Edwards, and Biden has 39. You realize a lot of people saying, well, John Bel Edwards ought to be the vice presidential candidate. He's from the South. Yeah, I would love for Bel Boy to be on the ticket because we didn't get a chance in a straight-up election on the federal side to really vote for or against Bel. And this would have been a great opportunity to show y'all what Bel was worth. And I tell you what, for Bel Edwards to get on that stage, all you got to ask him is, hey, Bel, do you believe a woman should have a right to choose? You tell me how pro-life he is. If you ask him, should a woman have a right to choose, I bet you he spits on himself, coughs up blood, or doesn't even get close to answering the question. Well, I'm pro-life. Now, when I ask you, do you think a woman should have a right to choose? He never answer the question. He would never answer that question. Harris's favorability ratings are about where Bel Edwards is, about 38-39%. It's lower than Biden's. They're going to be running polls left and right on Kamala Harris. They got to come up with some polls to put Kamala Harris an opportunity to beat him, and they better come up with it quick because the national convention is on the 19th of August. She does not poll well because people don't like her. Number one, they reported that 92% of her staff, she had 92% staff turnover since she became the vice president. 92% staff turnover. John Kennedy puts out Kimberly Cheadle's resignation is welcome but overdue. This is only the beginning of accountability for incredible failure to protect former president and leading candidates in office. By the way, there should be some more firing. Absolutely. Not just one. But Kamala Harris is 92% staff turnover. I'm telling you, people don't like working with airhead. And he's got lower favorability numbers than Biden. Why would you run to her? Just asking. Why would you? Y'all scared she's going to beat y'all. I'm not worried about her beating. I told y'all it's going to be hard for President Trump to win re-election. To win election. I think the powers of evil are not going to let it to happen. Me and you going to go vote. But we're dealing with some people that are evil. They'll kill you before they look at you. Never even bat an eye. Let's go to the phone lines. Let's go to Bob. Bob in Shreveport. Bob, how you doing?
Hey, Moon, how are you doing?
Doing fine, sir.
Hey, regarding this assassination attempt on Donald Trump, I think this is Dealey Plaza 1963 all over again. And in 60 days, they're going to come out with this phony Warren Commission report. It shuts people up and shapes the story they want it to be the way they want it to be shaped. Tops and redacting every document, and they're going to lock this thing down for the next 30 years to protect their sources and their operational procedures, and we're never going to find out.
Yeah, you know, you might be right. You know, there was no tape, no audio of anything, and that was kind of confusing to people. How could it not have any audio? Because a lot of this stuff is supposed to be taped when they're in the midst of this stuff. So that wouldn't surprise me at all, Bob. It wouldn't surprise me at all. Especially if Trump was not to win, they would definitely move it out the way.
Yeah, it's thanks a lot for covering it.
Yeah. All right, brother. Thanks for the call. Let's go to the next one. Let's go to Robert in Bossier City. Robert, how you doing?
I'm doing awesome, man. How are you doing? Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. You sound fine right now.
Oh. Yes, sir. Thank you. Well, I see here Joe Biden is pushed out and Kamala's got the thing within seconds. And then we have an assassination attempt a couple weeks ago, which I don't know. Maybe I'm a conspiracy theory, but I don't think that many mistakes could be made on accident and stuff like that. But here's this.
Robert, let me stop you right there. None of this is accidental, Robert. It's no accident in politics. I'm telling y'all, it's not.
Nope. Too many mistakes, too. I mean, there's just too many. But okay, they were planning to get Trump out of the way, and now they were getting Biden out of the way for Kamala. Now, I'm just talking, what if Biden somehow dies between now and then of natural causes? You think they might have a martyr?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. But I still do think there's a chance he resigns as president so Harris can run as an incumbent.
Incumbent. Yeah, that's definitely possible. Very possible. But I'm just was thinking about what's the last key they need. And, you know, they don't mind killing people over on that Democratic side. So, anyway, I don't know if that has anything. Probably everybody thinks I'm crazy, but I don't know. Maybe I'll think this stuff all the way through because I think that would really help their causes.
By the way.
Again, natural causes. I don't know if Hillary Clinton would be arranging those, but anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
By the way, 13 national polls have Trump up on Kamala as much as 8, 10, 11 points. Why are you picking a candidate that polls so poorly? I'm not convinced she's the candidate yet, but that's me.
Well, you know, we'll see. You know, like I said, it's going to be a wild 2 weeks. But these people will do anything.
Yep,
found out that they will do anything and everything to stay in power. So they won't allow anybody to stand in their way, and we'll have to see how it goes.
Well, I've been saying that the evil people, not only in this country and around us, will not let Donald Trump be president under no circumstances. Under none, and that's how evil they are. Let's see if I'm right or wrong. By the way, I hope I'm 100% wrong. I hope I'm 100% wrong.
Me too.
Yep, I do too. I hope I'm wrong. All right, got to run. Thanks for the call. We got to take a break. More to come. Don't forget Daniel Erzpohm, Pelican Institute. There's a big push for Constitutional Convention, big push to change our tax code. Daniel and them had the plan. They think we got to do something now before we go into session next year. This is whatever coming out of the 10 o'clock break. Folks, you hear me brag about Schumacher Homes. Now's the time. Now's the time to build that custom home that you always wanted. Schumacher Model Homes to discover the ideal plan and interior design that you need. The team at Scott's ready to help provide you with a firsthand glimpse of all the possibilities of your new home. Go to SchumacherHomes.com. SchumacherHomes.com. Is building a custom home something you really feel strong about? SchumacherHomes.com. My friends at Schumacher Homes recently released the perfect French country-inspired home. The Avery floor plan is the perfect blend of both elegance and functionality. The two-story, 2,847-square-foot masterpiece by Schumacher Homes featured 4 beds and 2.5 baths. Open kitchen layout invites seamless interaction with other people as the guests come over. Visit SchumacherHomes.com, SchumacherHomes.com. Folks, I'm just telling you, you got to go visit them because they can deal your next home, and you're going to be glad you came across them. SchumacherHomes.com. SchumacherHomes.com. This is Moody Griffon talking about another great Louisiana company, HUDCO Roofing. Now, I know we all want a roof over our heads, but not just any roof. We want one that can withstand Louisiana's wild weather. That's where HUDCO Roofing comes in. These folks aren't just your average roofers. They're the top dogs in the business. Whether you need repairs or a brand new roof, HUDCO Roofing has you covered. HUDCO is a CertainTeed Select Shingle Master and takes every roof all the way down to the decking to make sure there are no hidden damages. HUDCO Roofing is also a state-certified installer of the fortified roofing system, and that's a big deal, especially during hurricane season. HUDCO specializes in residential and commercial roofing systems and coatings, serving all of Louisiana. Get a free roof inspection and quote from HUDCO Roofing right now. Go to HUDCOroofing.com. That's HUDCOroofing.com. Fill out the form, and someone will get right back to you. This is Moon Griffon. I trust HUDCO Roofing of Louisiana, and so should you. That's HUDCO Roofing. Hey, y'all. Welcome back. Great to be with you today. The Moon Griffon Show, Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline, 844-766-6607. J.D. Vance on Democrats ousting Joe Biden, insanely anti-democratic. Quite dark that elites have such power, disregard for voter limitation in the Democrat Party, which I think is closer to communism now. They control you. You don't control them. They tell you, that's why they get mad at the Republican Party, because everybody's doing their own thing. Democrat Party, you get in line, you walk in line, you put your mask on, you stay 6 feet, you get your vaccine, you do everything we tell you. Everything is right down the pipe. And the elite in that party, when they want to make a change, they're making a change. They run they run people away, run them out, or threaten them. That's what they do. That's who they are. Doesn't surprise me Pelosi and them threaten Biden. That might surprise y'all, but it doesn't surprise me. I've been watching this for so long. I know how hateful they are. By the way, I got some great state news in the second hour of the program. Trump crushes Harris in 13 national surveys. He's crushing in independents. Of course, I don't really worry about a national poll. It's a poll about state to state, but he's doing real well against him in that. Up 5, 6, 8, 10, 11 points in all these polls. Tell you something else, because they had another, what was it? They had a poll dealing with independence. Trump was 46-32. And I always tell us independence, independence. Another poll, independence 55-41. It also shows black men are not big fans of Kamala Harris. They like Trump. One poll showed him 21 points up with the black man. Now, I think polls matter right now. No, but it may matter on who they elect. As evil as they are, you would think that it would matter. It would somewhat matter who they're going to put up against Trump. You watch Kamala Harris debate. You watch. Maybe I'll be shown proven wrong. I don't think I will, but you watch. You're going to go, this is kind of unimpressive. What I've seen of it, I think this is very unimpressive. All right, let's start with who the first is, the one at the top, line two. Okay, let's go to Patrick in Baton Rouge. Patrick, how you doing, sir?
Hey, man.
How you doing, brother?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, I'm kind of upset with two groups of people. The first group is the people who, the spin doctors, who said that Biden was good to go.
I agree 100%. You're right on the money, brother.
That was a disservice to the country. Mm-hmm. That was that's just not right. You know, if you knew better, then you shouldn't have. You know, he shouldn't have said he was fine.
You don't think he got bad overnight, do you?
No, but I'm just listening to you, and you just said that you were upset that he dropped out. But didn't you say he wasn't fit to serve? But so he drops out, and now you're upset about
hold
that?
Hold up, hold up. I never said I was upset he dropped out. I don't care what they do.
I thought you just...
No. I'm not upset he dropped out. I'm saying he got out because they forced him out. I'm not upset. Listen, it was easy to run against him, but I think it's easier to run against Kamala Harris. And what I'm talking about, Patrick, is everything honest up front. Everything's honest in elections. I think Kamala Harris has a harder time than Biden.
I agree.
I don't care who they run. You understand? I really don't care at this point. It doesn't matter to me.
Okay, then I misunderstood you. I thought you said that you thought it was wrong that he dropped out. And I'm like, well, I thought that's what everybody was hoping for forever because he wasn't capable of leading the country.
But, yeah, but
I misunderstood you.
No, I'm sorry. I don't care if he dropped out or not. I don't give a rat's rear end.
The folks that propped him up, I mean, that's just terrible to think that you would do that to your country and to say, yeah, he's fine. He's fine.
But you know,
he's
Patrick.
Fine. So something should happen to those folks.
Yeah, you know, Patrick, you're right on the money, but nothing will happen to those folks. Let me tell you something. I think the mistake was made by Trump and the Republicans was debating him in June. But I said that when they said the debate. What are we doing? What are we debating in June for? And I always wondered, this is going to show who Biden is. And it did. And ever since then, we've been up in arms about how bad Biden is, you know. But they had to get him out there, you know, using a guy who's not altogether there. And that's evil, and that's what you're talking about.
The debate was a nail in the coffin, I think. I mean, that just was horrible. That was, you know, for him.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Everybody saw what everybody saw. So, no, I don't care who they run against. I'm just telling you. From a policy standpoint, no matter what the Democrat is, everything you saw Joe do, they're going to do the same thing. Everything. It's not that part of it won't change.
Wouldn't it be good for the Democrats to run someone who's like more centrist? They would have a chance of winning, a better chance of winning, if they put up somebody who was more of a centrist and not a leftist. They would have a great chance of winning.
If you and me were talking just head up, yeah, I'd have to agree with you more. This person right here is worse than Biden. She just says, you're going to see, and we're all going to see it. If she's the candidate, I'm not convinced yet. Hey, Patrick, got to go just because of time. God bless. Thanks for your call, brother. Let's move on. We'll go to Karen Crow. We go. Mr. Buck. Buck, welcome to the program.
Hey, morning, Moon. I really agree with you. And first of all, we saw in that debate, nobody believes Joe Biden is making decisions. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as the executive of this country, somebody else is. I think it's the deep state. And you're right. They are not going to let Donald Trump become president of the United States. There's just too much that they've done, and they've got too much to lose to let that man become president and change everything.
Yeah, and you know what's sad? Me and you are saying that and believing that. It's kind of sad to even make the comment. I told you, I hate even saying stuff like that. I do. But it's really what I see. It's what my heart tells me. They cannot allow Donald Trump to come in here. You know, the green new scam. All that's a scam. And it's just going to be chaos. And they're going to create the chaos from the left. That's what they're going to do. That's what they did the 4 years he was there.
That's what we need to worry about is what's going to happen next that between now and the election, or is this country going to suffer with before, you know, unable to get something so they can change the dynamic and make sure they keep Trump out of there?
Oh, no. Listen, I believe chaos is coming. That's where the devil does his best work, and these people are just devilish. They do their best work in chaos, and chaos is coming. And by the way, I hate saying that, brother. I hope I'm so wrong, Buck. I don't mind being wrong on things. I hope I'm so wrong on what these people are going to do. I do. I hope I'm wrong.
Well,
I hope you call me up and laugh at me and say, boy, you were wrong. I was wrong, Buck. No doubt about it.
I don't think that's going to happen. Let's just be ready for whatever comes our way. You have a good one.
Thank you. I don't mind being wrong and say I was wrong. I mean, who the hell y'all think I am? Bananas Foster? He wasn't wrong when he got on the interstate going the wrong way. And it wasn't even built yet. I think I am bananas. All right, we're going to take a break. When we get back, Daniel Erspalmer, Jeff Landry issues some stuff on DOTD. I want to talk about that, too, as the program unfolds, because they don't go back and look how we spent the money. As I've been saying, you're never going to get DOTD right. All that and more in the next hour of the Moon Griffon Show.
Support local
you. News Talk 96.5 KPEL, Brobridge, Lafayette, a Town Square Media station, broadcasting from the Matthew James Tax Pro Studio.
This is a Fox News alert. The Secret Service Director has just resigned. I'm Dave Anthony. Kimberly Cheadle answering growing calls from lawmakers after the Trump assassination attempt. Democratic Congressman Lou Correa just told Fox.
The resignation of the commissioner fixes absolutely nothing. We've got to drill down and make sure things are working effectively.
President Biden just put out a statement praising Director Cheadle for decades of public service, adding what happened July 13th can never happen again. And for a second day in a row, there's a House hearing into the Trump assassination attempt. Homeland Security Committee Chair Mark Green, a Republican, visited the rally site in Butler, Pennsylvania yesterday and said he saw where the gunman was perched.
And after several of our committee members climbed on the roof, let me tell you, any excuse about the roof being too steep to post a counter-sniper team up there is pure nonsense.
The House is setting up a bipartisan task force to investigate the assassination attempt. Former President Trump, whose ear was grazed, and thanks God the gunman just missed, posted on Truth Social, the Biden-Harris administration did not properly protect him, and he was forced to take a bullet for democracy. His new Democratic opponent, Vice President Harris, the presumptive nominee after the Biden dropout, will hold her first rally in Milwaukee today, where Fox's Alexis McAdams reports.
It's only a few hours until Kamala Harris is set to be here, and there's like 20 people outside here of this field house, but she's ready to be here in Wisconsin, the VP says, because it's a very important state taking the lead on this campaign.
Delta is grounding another 400-plus flights today, still affecting by Friday's global tech outage, and the Department of Transportation has just opened an investigation.
While most airlines have returned to normal operation, Delta has canceled more than 5,000 flights since Friday. Delta apologizing to customers, its CEO stressing the company is working around the clock to get this operation where it needs to be, adding it hopes to make it right with offers to impacted travelers.
That's Fox's Kristen Goodwin. America's listening to Fox News.
NYPD officer Jonathan Diller's tragic story made national headlines this year. Now, Jonathan was shot and killed by a career criminal during a traffic stop. Jonathan, who's just 31 years old, leaves behind his wife, Stephanie, and one-year-old son, Ryan. Now, nothing will ever replace the loss of a husband and a father, but the Tunnel to Towers Foundation was able to pay off the mortgage on the Diller family's home. Please commit to $11 a month. Go to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Hey, you've heard me say that cell phone service with Pure Talk is half the cost of Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile. $20 a month, you get unlimited talk and text, plenty of data, and you think, okay, Hannity, what's the catch? Well, there isn't one. Just ask the thousands of listeners who have made the switch of mine, and they love Pure Talk and their U.S. customer service, the great coverage on America's most dependable 5G network. Dial #250, say the keyword save now to start saving now.
Hey, Acadiana, join the Moon Griffon Show live at the Covery Wellness Spa, broadcasting this Thursday, July 25th from 9 to 11 a.m. The Covery Wellness Spa on Collie Saloon Road, next to the Chime.
Nine.
Every day at 5 p.m. right here on News Talk 96.5 KPL, it's me, Joe Cunningham, with The Joe Cunningham Show, offering you news, analysis, and commentary you're not going to get anywhere else. The big news stories of the day, and even some of the headlines you may not be aware of. It's your local, state, and national news coverage from a local perspective right here. Every day, News Talk 96.5 KPL. Check us out, The Joe Cunningham Show, every day at 5 p.m.
The views expressed in the following show are those of the hosts or hosts only. They do not represent News Talk 96.5 KPL or Town Square Media.
Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. Great to have you back with us. Matthew J's Business Tax Reduction Hotline. 844-766-6607. Before we get to my guest, now tell me what you said you saw. You heard it on a deal that Kamala Harris is getting ready to do a first public deal in Wisconsin. There's 20 people there. Outside anybody, how much inside? They didn't say? Okay, just kind of curious. I wonder if she's going to do big rallies with thousands and 50 and 100,000 people show up. I bet you that never happens. They better bust them in all over the place. All right, let's jump gears. 844-766-6607. We're joined by a friend of the radio program. And I'm calling him a friend. I didn't say he called me one.
Depends on the day.
Yes, I know. Depends on if we're on the same side of things. Daniel Earthformer with the Pelican Institute. Daniel, how you doing?
I am doing just great. Glad to be on with you. How are you today?
Man, Daniel, you know, I'm hanging in there despite myself, as I always tell people. You know, when I get out the way, I do so much better. All right, Daniel. So, I'm sure I'm not the only one that believes that.
That's right.
Y'all have done a super job, and we've had y'all on 1,000 times talking about solutions. You've had a solutions summit. You put together stuff. We had you. We've had CB. I've had my friend Lyle Miller. We've had people on here to talk about solutions for the state of Louisiana so many times, it's not even funny. We just can't get the lawmakers to agree to it once it comes down to it's time to get it done. So now the governor, everybody talking about trying to do something with tax reform. And the problem is the Constitution. The problem is all this dedicated money. So what are you hoping can happen before next year? Because it seems like you and other people feel like a constitutional convention, somewhat of a constitutional convention or constitutional change or adjustment would be needed to do what you really want to do. Talk about what you're hoping to get done.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And, you know, the thing we've always talked about is whether it's tax reform or something else, the answer is, well, the Constitution is a barrier. And the Constitution isn't a barrier in this case for reasons that it should be, where, you know, again, a Constitution should set up the rights of individuals, the structure of government. But the problem here is the Constitution takes on a lot of policy decisions, which is outside the realm of what a Constitution should do. So, yes, as we're looking at tax reform, what we'd like to do, and our proposal is to move immediately to a flat tax and phase out the personal income tax, do the same thing, just simplify the tax code, corporate tax code, sales tax, all those things. But because so much spending and so much of tax policy and other policy is in the Constitution, it makes it very challenging for lawmakers to take that on.
Yeah, and so you got to do something before you. If we don't do anything, do you think we can have real tax reform next spring if they don't have some kind of adjustment on all this dedicated money?
Well, it certainly makes it harder. There are things you can do without changing the Constitution, but to get the kind of change that you and I know needs to happen, and frankly, not just you and I, but the voters and taxpayers of this state know need to happen, constitutional change is required, and it's one of the reasons we've been out stumping and talking about a constitutional convention and constitutional change for the last 5 years.
Haven't y'all just put out a piece on what needs to be done?
Well, we have. We put out a couple of things. And in fact, just this morning, we're releasing a new poll on a constitutional convention. And let me tell you, Moon, I actually my team is laughing at me because we were talking last week and I said, you know, the narrative in the media and everything else seems to be that, you know, the only people who want this convention are special interests or Pelican or Lane Grigsby or you name it.
Yeah.
So I said, let's see what the people think. And really, we ran this poll internally just to see where the public was. And I was actually so pleased and surprised based on what you would guess on the public narrative. 56% of voters said that they support a constitutional convention this fall or this summer to be put on November's ballot. And I was blown away by just how much public support this has gotten.
Yeah, but it takes how do we get there? Does the governor got to call it? Is he worried about the Senate screwing it up? Seems like somebody's not going to want to change because if it affects their money by one penny, it seems like in the state of Louisiana, they panic.
Well, you're right. You know, and the way we get this is the legislature, for a convention, the legislature would have to call itself into a convention with a two-thirds vote of both chambers. Now, they could take on something more limited in a special session that the governor could call or the legislature could call. But I think this paints the exact picture you're talking about and we've talked about for a long time, Moon, which is the people, as evidenced by this poll and lots of other polls, the people are demanding change. The people who want things to stay the same are those status quo special interests in the capital who have their piece of the pie and don't want anybody else to prosper from it. And so this is another instance where we're up against the people versus the special interests. And the question is, which one of those is going to win and which one of those is the legislature and the Senate in particular going to listen to?
If we don't win as a state, okay, and we don't do something different to change things, then we continue to go in the same direction, which is not pretty. It keeps us behind every state. It keeps us last. I just don't know how we're going to do it because it's almost like, and I read in the media and Clancy DeBose, and who's an anti-Landry guy, and an advocate who's an anti-Landry. Anything Landry wants to do that would be positive, they're going to beat it up and try to stop it. We had a governor for 8 years who did nothing positive, not one thing positive, to change the state of Louisiana. He actually put us on steroids in the wrong direction, and they never said a word about him.
Yeah, you know, all we have to do is look at the results. We have, and this isn't, frankly, just this last governor, but we're you know, on a string here. We've got, we've lost congressional representation just about every time. We've came very close to losing another member this year. We have the third highest out-migration in the country. And, you know, the stats show that we're behind Illinois and California for the most percentage of our people leaving. But the reality is your listeners know it because it's their kids and grandkids and friends and neighbors who are having to leave to find work somewhere else.
Well, people are coming to the South. They're just not choosing Louisiana. And the only state that's right. really leaving, I mean, Mississippi has lost some people, but Louisiana's consistently lost people more than anybody. And that should be the frustration for us. But, and I'm so tired and sick. I stayed at a friend of mine's house this past weekend for a couple of days in the Monroe-Sterlington area. And him and his wife have four kids, all of them very well educated. I think a couple of three of them are engineers. None of them live here. None of them live here. My buddy Paul Hurd, who gets on the program every while, and he got three educated kids. None of them. When I say educated, just college educated. None of them are here. They all moved out. They all got better opportunities and better jobs. They're gone. And he got six grandkids. And I forgot how many my other buddy has, but they got six grandkids that are all out of state. So what's happening now, we're seeing parents go to where the grandbabies are and where the kids are. We lost the church I go to, lost somebody who's a great servant. I mean, just unbelievable. And 25 years at a church, she's moving in toward the Atlanta, Georgia area. I think they're already gone or they're leaving next month, but it's going to be a person that greatly missed. And they're leaving for grandkids and their children.
No question about it. You know, we look at the numbers and we see it in our communities, and there is a way to turn this around. You know, I'm an optimist by nature, despite being a bit of a cynic. You know, we look at the assets we have, five of the top 15 ports in the country, the most active natural gas sector, some of the most oil refineries of any state in the country, ready and inexpensive access to land and water and energy. And people come here by the millions to play, whether it's to hunt and fish or go to festivals or go to Mardi Gras or enjoy New Orleans or wherever it may be. We are a place that ought to be thriving, and it's really only bad policy that has left us here. And the Constitution is just such a great and unfortunate example of all that's wrong with the policy of Louisiana that must be turned around if we're going to change course.
We've got so much, Daniel Earthbaum, my special guest, Pelican Institute. Daniel, we got so many people in the system, in the good old boy network, will not let it go. Then the media comes along and says, oh, that's Jeff Landry, he ain't doing it. And they don't want to let it go. And yet these people keep leaving. It's like they don't even see it. They don't even understand what you're talking about. And that's what bothers me. The people that ought to say, you know what, we need to do anything. The people that have benefited from the system don't want to do anything. That's troubling.
It is, and you're absolutely right. And let's make no mistake, this isn't by accident. This is the government Huey Long designed. This is exactly the way they wanted it to work, because this required, if you were going to be successful in Louisiana, you had to come kiss the ring of the governor, and you had to come to Baton Rouge and negotiate out your piece of the pie and line the pockets of the people you needed to line.
Yeah, and it's a shame it's still going on today. Let me take a break. I'm going to hold you for a few more minutes. Daniel Erzparm of the Pelican Institute, trying to do something to change the perception, and not the perception, but the reality of our state. That's what we're trying to do. The reality of it's got to be changed, not just the perception. Anyway, we'll take a break. Be right back. You're listening to the Moon Griffon Show. With 5 locations, I always make it a point to visit Superior Grill. I love the food there. It's authentic Mexican food with a Louisiana twist. That menu has all your favorites: nachos, quesadillas, enchiladas, tacos, fajitas, hand-cut steaks, and the best margaritas in the state. You go to Superior for lunch or dinner, and folks, you're going to thank me for it. My lovely bride and I eat at Superior Grill every chance we get. They're on Line Avenue in Shreveport, Government Street, and Holland Road in Baton Rouge, and they're on St. Charles Avenue in New Orleans. But look, their new location in Lafayette is now open. Lafayette, you've been clamoring for it, and now they are open on Collie Saloon. I want to see Superior Grill packed with folks from Acadiana. The best Mexican food with a Louisiana twist is found at Superior Grill. Shreveport, Baton Rouge, and New Orleans, and now Acadiana on Collie Saloon in Lafayette. This is Moon Griffon. I will see you at Superior Grill. Oh, Shucks, you've been hearing me brag about Shucks. Been going there for many, many years. Shucks does a great job. If you like seafood, you got to go to Shucks in Abbeville. I'm telling you right now, there's shrimp, there's oysters, there's fish, all fresh every day right off the boat. So if you want something fresh and you want fresh seafood, you got to go to Shucks. Don't forget, if you're having a party, call Shucks. Let them cater the event for you. Or you can go pick it up. Shucks, they're waiting on you. If you want a great time and you want great food, you got to go to Shucks in Abbeville. Shucks. Oh, they're good.
As Louisiana's only fiberglass manufacturer and fabricator, Sea-Safe Fiberglass Grating and Structural Systems has provided corrosion-resistant products to the Gulf Coast for over 45 years. Our fiberglass grating, cable trays, and structural shapes are ideal to replace corroded, rotting building products and can be custom fabricated by the best fiberglass craftsmen in the world, right here in Lafayette. Contact Sea-Safe or visit our website at seasafe.com. That's S-E-A, like the ocean, S-A-F-E.com.
If you're selling a business... Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. Great to be with you. Matthew James, Business Tax Reduction Hotline, if you want to be part of the program. On that hotline, we have Daniel Erzparmer, heads up the Pelican Institute, CEO of the Pelican Institute. You know, Daniel, I've done so much work through the years, and I know, and there's positive things coming out of it, no doubt, but I know it's got to be a little disheartening, because at the beginning of the year, you got so much optimism. And then when you go through the process, you're fighting some of the people that agreed to do the things they agreed to do. And this does not look like this hard. How do you read into what people are saying about a constitutional convention or changing the tax form? What are they worried about? And I'll tell you what it is. Most of them are worried about government having plenty, plenty of money to spend.
Yeah, I think you're right. You know, I think as not only polling data, but of course, you know, my colleagues and I are traveling across the state, speaking to civic groups and meeting with folks, and we hear it every day. The things that they're worried about, one, you know, inflation has cut in to the household budget in a really significant way.
Yep.
Two, they continue to pay more money in taxes, both in the federal government, but certainly here, state and locally, without getting any better services or better outcomes. And three, they're worried that Louisiana is just going to stay the same way it's always been. And you know, this, in my opinion, has has changed even in the last couple of years. You know, for a long time, I think people said, yeah, Louisiana government is not great, but that's just the way it's been. But they see now what can be. They see Texas and Tennessee and Florida and even Arkansas and Mississippi now succeeding in ways that we're not, and they see what policies lead to that, and they want some.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's no doubt if you look around, just look around the South, we are in the opposite direction, and I don't think the last 8 years helped us at all with Bel Edwards. I think it was all steroids in the wrong direction. Well, it was the steroids in the same direction that we've always gone. But you had Republicans and Democrats. They got to get a grip, man. I just can't believe they would want our state to be laughed at. I would hope that.
I think, you know, the debate that's coming on tax reform will tell us a lot. You know, the problem is we're so, and I say we, the political class, lawmakers, are so accustomed to asking the wrong question. Mm-hmm. When I talk to a lawmaker about phasing out the personal income tax, the first question I get is, well, how are you going to replace the revenue? Yeah. And my answer to that is, first of all, that's the wrong question. The question in crafting tax policy should be, what is going to best serve Louisiana families and job creation and economic growth? How do we craft something that is going to best supercharge the assets we have? The second question, not that it's not important, but then we ask, and then with that structure, how do we fund government the taxpayers are willing to pay for? And, you know, we've done the work on this. I know others have proposals. I think that's great. And we can phase out the personal income tax for the next 7 or 8 years without making major cuts to government, really just coming back to the pre-John Bel Edwards tax increase. And, you know, if we can't do that when government has grown 88% in the last decade and the state part of that alone has grown 45%, I don't know about you, but my personal household budget hasn't grown that much.
No. As a matter of fact, with inflation, it ain't grown any.
Exactly right.
But, you know, Daniel, that's what bothers me, too. Well, how are you going to replace the revenue? That sounds just like the devil's advocate in the rest. How are you going to replace the revenue? Always that is their answer. Because they want to know how they're going to fund it. Well, how do the households that you just talked about replace their revenue when inflation takes away and taxes take away their money? How do they do it? You know, but we never ask that question. It's always about government. I do think a problem is nobody's talking about cutting government.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you, the government never gets talked about being cut. But we get talked about taxing and raising taxes and us having to cut ours. I mean, they forget about the mandated insurance, the liability insurance, the homeowner insurance, the car insurance, which, by the way, is not going down at all. They don't even think about that.
No, it just, you know, you get stuck in this bubble in that capital, and that's why it's so important for your listeners and their neighbors and friends to reach out and remind lawmakers why we sent them to Baton Rouge, because many of them, for most of them, their hearts are in the right place. Their intentions are good, but we know bad intentions. Unless you deliver on that, then that doesn't do me any good. And so we've got to help remind them the government needs to stop spending so dang much money in favor of letting families and jobs and businesses spend that money. The thing that was so striking, Governor Sanders in Arkansas, they just had a special session to reduce their tax rates. And in the call for that, one of the things she said was, we're in this position because of conservative spending policies. Yeah. And for a state like Louisiana that claims to be conservative and lawmakers who claim to be conservative, we sure like to spend money. If we can dial that back, we have a $50 billion budget. Yeah. For a state of 4.5 million people, if we can take even just a small bite out of that, we're talking about significant reductions. In fact, if we had only grown government by a rate of population and inflation over the last decade, we'd be about 2/3 of the way to eliminating the income tax already.
Yeah. By the way, I had a representative on from North Carolina who said, well, they were in the same position as us in 2010. They started making all these changes. Now they're leading the country with jobs and job creation and all that stuff. They had to do it. They had the same fights we got. They just did it and stayed steady, and that's what we need. All right, Daniel, I'll let you go. Give out your website real quick.
pelicanpolicy.org and find us on Facebook, X, Instagram, wherever you get your news and entertainment. We'd love to have you.
All right. Thanks. Got to go. When you think about how you'll spend your money in retirement, what comes to mind? Probably travel, sunny beaches, and spoiling your grandchildren. But a recent survey found that over 30% of every dollar a retiree spends goes to taxes. Baby boomers were told for years to save money in their IRAs and 401ks and pay taxes later. Well, now that day has arrived, and boomers are shocked to see a third of their money going back to Uncle Sam. John Blanchard and the Matthew James Financial Group can help. What if you could protect all or most of your retirement wealth from future tax rate increases? Achieve a zero or near zero effective tax rate for most of your retirement years. Find out more. 337-366-8366. Isn't it time you got a second opinion on your wealth and retirement outlook? Learn how you could potentially kick the IRS out of your IRA. 337-366-8366 and online at MatthewJames.com. I also love to thank y'all for supporting Raging Cajun's, the original Cajun season, and Raging Cajun's delicious line of seasoning, rubs, roux, gumbos, black eyed peas. You get it, we do it all. Raging Cajun's products are all made right here in Lafayette. And now, thanks to our listeners, Raging Cajun is one of the fastest growing brands in the grocery stores. This food is great, folks. I love it, and you will too. Raging Cajun, the original Cajun seasoning. Ask for them by the Raging Cajun name. Raging Cajun seasoning. You're going to love it.
Louisiana is unique. The food, the festivals, even the bugs. It's termite season. Did you know termites are responsible for over $1 billion worth of damage in Louisiana alone? For over 60 years, J&J Exterminating has been shielding homes and businesses. 100% guaranteed against termites, pests, and mosquitoes. Louisiana-owned, customer-focused. J&J Exterminating.
Call them today, make the pests go away. J&J Exterminating.
Get the shield.
Yeah.
Getting quality. Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out. What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Louisiana.
This message presented by the LHSAA and the Louisiana High School Athletic Directors Association.
This hour brought to you by the Matthew James Tax Pros. Find them online at MatthewJamesTaxPros.com.
Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Moongrove Vaughn Show, Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline, 844-766-6607 is the number if you'd like to be part of the program, your opportunity to be a voice. Yeah, Daniel, and I noticed the media has been beating up Landry and Lane Grigsby, and anybody wants to do anything with tax reform, because most people don't want to change anything, and it's pretty sick, if you ask me, but it is what it is. I mean, if you don't want to change anything, nothing will change. Everything will stay the same. We'll lose a congressman in the 2030. We'll lose a congressman, I promise you, in the 2030 census. We're going to lose another one. People that love this state just like it is don't want to change it. They don't care. They just don't. They're making their money. They're making their prosperity. The kids are probably making their money, and they don't want to change. They just don't care. That's horrible, but that's what's going on. Anyway, and the media and the Clancy DeBoses, the hitman for the devil's advocate and his little flimsy paper is, they don't understand it because they don't want to. Boy, when Bill said something, they jumped up and down. that was so excited when Bell did something, because Bell didn't do anything. Somebody asked me the other day, what do you think Bell had was accomplished? I said, nothing. In what area? Getting more federal government money for the state. If that's an accomplishment, people are excited about that, we'd be in trouble. He didn't do anything. He took everything that we was doing wrong and made it even harder. I mean, just went even stronger and faster in the wrong direction. You say, well, you don't like him. I don't know him. Not really. I watched what they do versus what they say. And his policies were horrible for the state. You know? Having sex operation on kids that are 10 and 12 years old don't look like a big success to me. So we look at economy, migration, insurance. Did he lower anybody's insurance bill? He went to London. Of course, the Saints happened to be playing that week he went. So I'm trying to figure out what somebody can call here and say, Bell Edwards did. It was so great. They made our state better. And everything would be based on him, how much money he can get from the federal government. I saw a piece from him yesterday. Somebody said, well, Bell Edwards made comments right after his show. And I didn't pull it back up, but Bellboy was bragging about Joe Biden. See if I can pull this up. I'm not sure that I can real quick. I wish my car czar was listening. He would resend it real quick. But Bell Edwards praised Joe Biden. Okay? He praised Joe Biden. Because Joe Biden did what? Gave him money. Here it is. Bell Edwards. Now, Biden drops out. Let me quote Bellboy. This was on X. Thanks to Joe Biden, billions of dollars are flowing in Louisiana to improve our infrastructure. What they call an infrastructure, what is infrastructure to them? Has our roads gotten better? And expand access to broadband internet. Really? President Biden has dedicated his life to making his country a better place. By the way, Bell Edwards voted for Biden. Thank you for your friendship and service, Mr. President. Yeah. First thing out of his mouth. Thanks to Joe Biden, billions of dollars are flowing to Louisiana. Because that's all Bill cared about. He didn't care if we lose another congressman. He didn't care about your job. He didn't care about our migration. He didn't care about creating jobs. He didn't care about none of that. None of it. And the media, especially the devil's advocate, all they did was praise him. How great he was doing. And everything was based on the budget that Louisiana had, not your families. Matter of fact, I'll give you another thing real quick. But by the way, nobody's ever called me and said, I asked many times, give me Bell Edwards' vision when he came in. He had no vision. Oh, here it is right here. I wanted to give Edwards some credit because, you know, he deserves credit when he deserves credit. Let me give him a little bit right now. At Louisiana care facilities for disabled, audit find cases of possible abuse and neglect. Okay? Louisiana care facilities. Well, Bell Edwards was in charge of them, right? The years they did the audit was from 2018 to 2023. Who was the governor of Louisiana from 2018 to 2023? Bellboy. State audit found there were at least 3,500 incidents of actual alleged abuse or neglecting during a five-year period at care facilities throughout Louisiana to serve people with developmental disabilities. Bell Edwards was the governor, folks. They looked at incidents from July 2018 to July 2023. Who was the governor? Bell Edwards. Another great success by Bell. Between 2019-2023, LDH recorded about 718 complaints of facilities noncompliance. The number rose over the years from 96 fiscal year 2019 to 249 in 2023, and Bell Edwards and his friends didn't do anything about it, but they made sure we had plenty of money for government to pass around to his buddies and his friends. That's it. During the five-year period under Bell, the agency which surveys care for facility at least once every 15 minutes found nearly 5,000 deficiencies under Bell Edwards. That was giving Bill credit that he deserves. That's what he deserved. I mean, that's what he was doing. Nothing. Running around trying to get federal money, which didn't affect everybody. It just didn't affect everybody. One in five people in Louisiana rely on food stamps. Who was that under? Who was the governor the last 8 years? That's Bill Edwards. Bellboy. One in five, 20% of our people have to have food stamps. Why? Because Edwards only cared about federal money and Medicaid. 20% of all Louisiana residents receive financial assistance. If you can't feed yourself, you're in trouble. The number, and this came data from the State Department of Children and Family Services, detailed in a report by Public Affairs Research Council, PAR. 45% of approximately 867,000 recipients are children. Did Bill care about that? No. All he was doing was trying to make sure we got plenty of federal money. You know? Just giving you Bill's... You know, Bell was bragging about the money he brought in. He didn't care about people. Roughly 1 million Louisianans live below 125% of the poverty level, which is $39,000 for a family of four. Did Bell did not get that up? No, because he didn't care about his economy. He didn't care about the economy for jobs or anything else. He didn't. Paul reports found Louisiana had the most SNAP recipients relative to its population in 2023 compared with other southern states. Once again, we didn't move up. We lead the charge, the most dependent. And remember what I've always said, we made it easy to be poor here. Just make it easy to be poor. Hard to prosper. Well, Bell had 8 years. God have mercy. 8 years of Bell Edwards. What did it give us? I don't know what it gave us, but you better have a lot of Boudreaux's butt pace to get by the Edwards years. That's for sure. That I know. Nothing. And there's old Bellboy going around where he's got a new Green New Deal money flowing in. And yet, he don't care who's poor. And he don't care what goes on in the state of Louisiana. If he cared, he would have changed something. And he didn't. All right. We have to take a break. When we get back, I wanted to get to this. Governor Landry, rightfully so, is ordering the DOTD to get their act together and tell us what's going on. But the part I'm going to talk about is not in this, and that's what worries me. But we'll get to that in a minute. You're listening to the Moon Griffon Show. With the summer heat here, let's talk about your AC. You're looking for a reliable, locally owned company that you can trust? Call DAP Concepts AC and Heating. They have been serving all of Acadiana, the surrounding area, and the Gulf of Mexico for over 6 years. For your home or business, DAP Concepts AC and Heating has you covered. With certified technicians specializing in everything from residential to large commercial HVAC systems available 24/7, these guys are focused on providing professional quality work and ensuring customer satisfaction every step of the way. You want the professionals? You want the best? This is them. Don't miss this summer special. 0% financing or up to $3,000 off qualifying high efficiency equipment. Not only that, they will throw in a free 12-year part and labor warranty. That's right, 12 years part and labor. Wow. Don't you want to know more about them? Call them at 337-408-8202. That's 337-408-8202. Or go to the website adap-ac.com. That's adap-ac.com. This is Moon Griffon talking about another great Louisiana company, Hudco Roofing. Now, I know we all want a roof over our heads, but not just any roof. We want one that can withstand Louisiana's wild weather. That's where Hudco Roofing comes in. These folks aren't just your average roofers. They're the top dogs in the business. Whether you need repairs or a brand new roof, Hudco Roofing has you covered. Hudco is a CertainTeed Select Shingle Master and takes every roof all the way down to the decking to make sure there are no hidden damages. Hudco Roofing is also a state-certified installer of the fortified roofing system, and that's a big deal, especially during hurricane season. Hudco specializes in residential and commercial roofing systems and coatings, serving all of Louisiana. Get a free roof inspection and quote quote from Hudco Roofing right now. Go to HudcoRoofing.com. That's HudcoRoofing.com. Fill out the form and someone will get right back to you. This is Moon Griffon. I trust Hudco Roofing of Louisiana, and so should you. That's HudcoRoofing.com. Folks, you hear me brag about Schumacher Homes. Now's the time. Now's the time to build that custom home that you always wanted. Schumacher Model Homes to discover the ideal plan and interior design that you need. The team at Scott's ready to help provide you with a firsthand glimpse of all the possibilities of your new home. Go to SchumacherHomes.com. SchumacherHomes.com. Is building a custom home something you really feel strong about? SchumacherHomes.com. My friends at Schumacher Homes recently released the perfect French country-inspired home. The Avery floor plan is the perfect blend of both elegance and functionality. The two-story, 2,847-square-foot masterpiece by Schumacher Homes featured four beds and two-and-a-half baths. Open kitchen layout invites seamless interaction with other people as the guests come over. Visit SchumacherHomes.com, SchumacherHomes.com. Folks, I'm just telling you, you got to go visit them because they can deal your next home, and you're going to be glad you came across them. SchumacherHomes.com. SchumacherHomes.com.
The sun has never raised its rates, but your local energy company sure has. Solar Louisiana can install residential home solar systems with huge battery storage, or they can add batteries to your existing system. If there's an outage, you're sitting pretty with all the electricity you need. Imagine an electric bill so low, you can pay it with pocket change you find in the couch. Solar Louisiana has the experience you need to make the right decision. Online at SolarLouisiana.net. Your energy independence company, Solar Louisiana.
Oh, shucks, you've been hearing me brag about shucks. Been going there for many, many years. Shucks does a great job. If you like seafood, you got to go to Shucks in Abbeville. I'm telling you right now, there's shrimp, there's oysters, there's fish, all fresh, every day right off the boat. So if you want something fresh and you want fresh seafood, you got to go to Shucks. Don't forget, if you're having a party, call Shucks. Let them cater the event for you. Or you can go pick it up. Shucks, they're waiting on you. If you want a great time and you want great food, you got to go to Shucks in Abbeville. Shucks. Oh,
zero.
He's laughing, Walker. If you got Mr. Powell's number, just holler at him and say he scared you, didn't you? You text him real quick. He was looking at it. I busted him down. People walking by my truck, I can see it out my window. And when you got new people, I hit that panic button on that horn. Bom, bom, bom. I'll be able to see these people jump. Some of them don't know if they did turn something off. They go back and touch the truck, I turn it off. I know y'all going, boy, you must be bored. I'm not bored. I just like to have fun with people. Anyway, 844-766-6607 is the number. If you'd like to be part of the program, your opportunity to be a part. All right, this is one of the things I wanted to talk about in several days. Governor Landry, rightfully so, has basically, I think it's Governor Landry has asked, he's asked some people to do it, but the legislature has contracted a group, Boston Consulting Group, to perform a comprehensive assessment on the Department of Transportation and Development. L.A. Politics is reporting this, not only them, but I want to say the devil's advocate may have had someone. And asking the Louisiana Coalition to Fix Our Roads, as a coalition fix our, an industry group, to lead the assessment, a group selected this Boston Consulting Group, which has been on site at DOTD. Real plan is due to legislature by January 15th. The goal is recommending measures that will increase funding for the state transportation infrastructure. That was Jeff Landry's executive order. Well, I can tell you right now, they could have paid me. I can tell them what they could come back and say you need more tax money. I don't know what it is about people wanting to raise taxes. All the high inflation and stuff we got. Well, man, we got to fix our roads. I get it. I can. This is the solution to this. Nobody wants to listen to me on this again, but it's okay. I'm going to keep putting it out there. If you want to find out where we need to go with our roads, that's great. Go and look at other states and see what they're doing. No doubt about it. But there's another way to do it, too. The other way to do it, now he's asking by executive order, Department of Secretary Joe Donahue to prepare a plan on the department's reorganization, submitted by January 15th, which gets him forward like this legislative session. Jeff says prior administrations, Bill Edwards, tolerated the previous department of leadership, dereliction of duties owed to the citizens of Louisiana, and failed to undertake any coordinated effort to address deficiencies and improve efficiency in the department's operation. So here, okay, let me get the problem. First of all, I'm glad Jeff's doing this. It needs to be done. Number two, it cannot be come back and raise taxes. That's all it is, why I do it. And I'm just telling you, if all they come back and say, we're going to raise the gas tax in 30 years, and it's the same BS we get from the left, same BS for some of the Republicans, same BS from Governor Bill Edwards, also from the media. Now, I'm going to give you the solution to it. If they want you and me to approve a tax on roads, bridges, infrastructure, whatever, I think the most important thing we do, way more important than all this, is determine what we've done with the money for the last 40 years that didn't go to fixing roads. You see, to look at the problem and say it's just a money problem, we're screwing up. Because we had money for roads. You cannot look at the problem from that perspective of revenue. Let's look at one thing. If we're going to look at one thing, let's look at the perspective from spending. Where did we spend every penny that we got in DOTD, which is supposed to take care of our state roads? Where did that money go? If we're not going to look at what we've done with the money for the last 40 years, don't come to me with a tax. I'm voting against it every damn time. Because if you give the organization money and they blew it the first time, they'll blow it the second time. So you got to stop and look at where we spent money in DOTD for the last 40 years. I don't care how embarrassing it would be. I'm asking the governor and legislature to say, okay, we're going to look and see where the money was spent. And if it all went to retirement, it all went to something we weren't supposed to spend it on, then let's say that. Then when you come back and say, we're going to need X amount of dollars to fix this, then we're going to say, how do we know 100% guarantee it's going to go to that? Folks, we can't just give them money not knowing what we did with the money for 40 years or it's going to get spent the same damn way. You can't do it. I don't care. This group, and I probably know some people, Louisiana Coalition to Fix Our Road, probably nice, great people trying to do great things. I don't know them. I probably know some of them. So let me ask you a question, folks. And this is simple. This is 1 + 1 = 2. I'm your son. I'm Banana Foster's son. And Banana says, hey, Green Banana, here's $100. Here's a list of stuff. Run to the store. Get this for your mama. We cook it. And I go run to the store and come back with no money. And there's 10 items on the list that should have cost about $80. And I come back with 5 of the 10 items and no money. I come back. Now, my daddy tore my butt up, but I'm Banana Foster's son. No telling what he might do. He might tell me you should have took the interstate that they ain't finished yet. You'd have got there quicker. You think your dad, who's Bananas in this case, going to give me another $100 to go finish making the shopping list? He don't know where the money went. And I came back. I didn't come back with what I promised. No. First thing he's going to do, I know my dad, man. What you did with that money, boy? I gave you plenty of money to cover this. He going to know what happened with the money. My daddy ain't going to care about what they're making, where they're going in the future, till he finds out what the hell I did with the money. If DOTD, and this is what I'm asking the governor to do, make them show you. You wasn't there. The only people that's been around in the last 40 years is Francis Thompson, the fee. Of course, he's been around 440 years, but it don't matter. Why shouldn't we find out what we did with the money? Folks, this is so much common sense, it's not even funny. Well, I am not. I don't care what they come back with, because they're coming back with tax increases. I am not and will not give them another red nickel, not a penny, until they show me what they did with the money that we gave them over the last 40 years. If they can't tell us what they did with the money for the last 40 years, DOTD does not deserve one penny. And I don't care how much money they say is going to go to roads. Prove to me, show me where the money went. I don't care how embarrassing it's going to be. Show me. We cannot give them a penny till they show us what happened to the money for the last 40 years. That's not asking much, folks. All right, we got to take a break. Some of you leaving us, God bless. MoonGraffon.com. Listen live another hour ago.
For the absolute best in local Cajun food, check out Prejean's in their two locations in Carancrow and Broussard today.